Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking with Keith Spira, music writer for the New Orleans Advocate, and we're supposed to get the Jazz Fest lineup. I know this Rolling Stones thing kind of took over the discussion when it dropped. What can we expect there?
Well, I've heard this rumor about the Rolling Stones, and it's pretty widespread. And, you know, Mick Jagger seemed to hint that, in fact, the Rolling Stones are going to be playing in New Orleans when he did a little song about the upcoming tour's itinerary. So, yeah, I think you're going to hear that name announced tomorrow at the press conference for playing on the second Thursday of the festival, May 2nd. You know, beyond that, it's always a bit of a guessing game. I'm sure you'll see some of the usual names. You know, you'll see Jimmy Buffett back. I mean, there's no way he's going to miss the 50th anniversary. And, you know, it seems like Bob Seger's tour schedule may indicate that he's going to play the second weekend. He's got a date in Houston right around that time. So that's often what artists do, is they'll book a show in Houston right before or after they're coming to Jazz Fest, just to have a couple dates lined up. You know, Santana's in the neighborhood right around that time. He's a Jazz Fest favorite, so you'll probably see him. But, yeah, you know, beyond that, it gets a little bit tricky. They've gotten very good at keeping the wraps on the lineup before it comes out, and they've done a pretty good job, with the exception probably of the Stones this year.
Who do we know is going to be in the area that maybe, say, booked at the Smoothie King Center or elsewhere around Jazz Fest time that would probably mean they're out?
Well, the most prominent of those is Paul McCartney. You know, there was a lot of talk that, oh, wouldn't it be great to have Paul McCartney at Jazz Fest, and he's playing the Austin City Limits Festival, which is kind of, you know, a similar-sized event. So, and he's certainly one of the two or three, like, wish list kind of artists that the festival has never had, the Rolling Stones being one of the other ones. So, but yeah, McCartney is playing at the Smoothie King Center in late May, so that pretty much rules him out at the fairgrounds. And yeah, there are, you know, some other folks. I mean, Fleetwood Mac's tour is coming through town in February, so they're not going to come back. And yeah, you know, Zac Brown Band is coming through earlier in the year. They won't be there. Foo Fighters are doing two nights at the Fillmore in February, so they won't be there. So yeah, if they're playing an arena show or a big size show like that in New Orleans, between now and midsummer, you can pretty much guess they're not going to be at Jazz Fest.
Now, you mentioned this is Jazz Fest 50th anniversary. They've added an extra day. What else do you think might happen, you know, besides the rumored Stones announcement?
Well, again, it's all speculation until they make the announcement tomorrow, but what seems to be happening is that they've added an extra day to the first weekend, added Thursday to the first weekend, in order to have seven, quote-unquote, regular days of Jazz Fest, and then this second Thursday, May 2nd, which is probably the Rolling Stones day, is going to be some sort of very different day at Jazz Fest. You know, the rumor is it's going to be a premium ticket price, a higher ticket price, a very special schedule, with possibly only the Rolling Stones playing toward the end of the day, but a bunch of other marquee acts throughout the day.
Very interesting. All right, Keith Spira, Advocate music writer, can't wait to see what we get tomorrow.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of talk one way or the other. I think people will have a lot of opinions based on what comes out tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.